Yeah, it's been a pretty busy year, obviously taking over the director of rugby role with the Roos and hitting the ground running, moving back here from overseas and then starting up the own business, yes, and then moving house as well. So yeah, I've had plenty of on this year.
It's been a busy time for you, the last 10 years, leaving school, playing a bit of rugby league, a union for two states, playing overseas, change of direction with the knee injury. How tough has it been to transition?
Yeah, it's been different. I suppose the toughest thing for me is I've now gone in on office where I'm predominantly by myself, and you know, my last office was literally a change room with 30, 35 blokes sort of thing, and walking in, seeing that every day. So I'd say that's probably been the hardest thing, is that you don't get to get outside as often, and you know, the ability to sit down and have a yarn to someone is something that can be quite lonely and frustrating. But you know, I really enjoy what I'm doing, and I think being involved with the rugby club as the director of rugby this year definitely helped with the transition, because you know, come Tuesday and Thursday afternoons it was quite lonely, and then you really look forward to that opportunity there. So yeah, it's been an interesting one. But yeah, you know, I've interviewed Tim Horn about this sort of stuff. I've interviewed a fair few past professional rugby players, and a lot of them will say that I'm still in the honeymoon period, because it is so recent since the retirement, so we'll just see what happens in the next couple of years.
We caught up with some of your former teammates with the Classic Wallabies, the match that was played in Orange. It was essentially played for that focus, for people who were in transition.
Yeah, it had a few objectives there, one of them being allowing an opportunity or platform for past professional rugby players, I suppose, to come together, and some of those to have a bit of a run around as well. You know, they don't want to make the commitment to joining the club for the season, but also I think having that contact with juniors and people in the regional areas, which is a great objective, because, you know, there's a bit of frustration with rugby at the moment in Australia. Let's not kid ourselves and think that's not the case, but that then just puts a positive perspective and opinion back in the minds of the rugby community again, and the fact that they are doing that for a good cause. So that was to raise funds for the Classic Wallabies so they can go and do more of that, but also to provide funds for the Central West team to go on tour in New Zealand. So, you know, it's giving back to the rugby community, and I think the benefit of that was not only you know, the young kids, because they're in the coaching clinics, but also people that have been around that have a bit of frustration with rugby, and then watching those people that were part of their successful eras and going, well, I remember watching that guy, he's such a legend. And you know, Justin Harrison was one of the guest speakers there, and he was talking about how he single-handedly won the British and Irish Lions series, which I thought was an absolute crack. Those of you that might not remember, where he stole that line out literally with one hand from the British and Irish Lions. But yeah, you know, it's so that people sit there and probably remember why they do love rugby too.
You have had the opportunity this year of bringing a number of current and former Wallabies out, but one bloke who had a similar path to you, grew up here in Dubbo, Tom Robertson, unfortunately missed the end of season tour, but that's an inspiration. That must give a lot of heart to young kids.
Yeah, well, you know, we're recording this in the junior boardroom, and you see his photo there, his chubby little photo, and a few of the photos. And I think that is, well, no, it's definitely quite inspiring and motivating for the young kids in the junior club, having those role models that are quite tangible. They're actually right. This guy took the exact same pathway as what we're on now. And it gives hope that it actually is achievable, because it definitely is, isn't it?
Sure. Another bloke that came through these circles and went on to play at state level and then coach at super level, and we're talking about Matt Tinkey. He's now the CEO. He's brought a different vision to Central West Rugby as well.
Yeah, he's got a great vision for what he wants to do out here with the game, and a real passion that's driving him and also, you know, the rugby community out here, which is definitely what the game needs, not only in this area, but in all areas across the country, not even just the state. So we need more people like that, that will be a fair bit of fire in the belly, that actually movers and shakers, you know. They're not just going to talk about it, they're actually going to get it done, and he's doing some great things out here. So yeah, it's pretty exciting for Central West Rugby.